Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Thanks for joining us today. Happy Monday. We got about 2 feet of snow here. Now it's raining, and then it's supposed to, it just within an hour ratio, friends, it goes from rain to snow, snow to rain. It goes from, 30 degrees to 20 degrees, up to 40 to 50 to 60 degrees in a day. And again, that's all you have to do is look up. You get the point. Deuteronomy 28 verse 24. Read it when you get a moment. We're going to finish this on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Okay. Freemasonry and the founding forefathers and how you have been lied to. As you all well know, I have done two shows on it thus far, pulling the rug from every lie that's been told to you about our founding forefathers. No, they were not a part of the Illuminati. No, they were not a bunch of Satanists, folks. And I'm here to show you, even if you're on screen right now, and you can see this, this book is called Freemasonry and the Founding Fathers, and it shows a picture of George Washington with all of his Masonic garb on. Well, guess what, friends? It's a myth. It never happened. Okay, that's just the beginning of lies that Americans have drank in concerning their forefathers. Obviously, you know them by their fruit. Read Matthew 7, 16 through 20. That's the lesson for the American people to read right there. Read into. So we're going to get to that in just a couple moments, folks. I got a question for everybody listening to me. And it's a real simple question. If you're the government in this country, where are your said representatives getting the authority to attack you? Because you see, that's what's happening on every given front. As a matter of fact, in just a couple minutes, we're going to have our friend Dan Pillow with us. And he's going to show you how we're being leveraged against, again, by an unconstitutional agency called the IRS. Okay, he's going to jump on just for a couple minutes. I want him to tell you what's going on here, friends. It's incredible. Interestingly enough, before I get to that, let me do this. If you want to jump over online, please do. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go over there, go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page and go ahead and subscribe. Or beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you'd like to call in, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. So let me tee this up really quick. We're going to pull up Dan next segment, and then we're going to get back to some more of this information concerning the question that I proposed to you, the viewer, and the listener. Where are your said representatives? representatives getting the authority to attack their constituents. That's you and me. If their said delegated authority comes from we the people and they're our employees, how is it that they've been so brazen and emboldened to go ahead and attack those that they work for? Well, that's in fact what's happening. As a matter of fact, Tim just hit up on this, and I'm glad he did. We're tracking on a couple issues here concerning what's on the Sons of Liberty Media.com right now. But he just highlighted an article, "They Are Coming for Your Guns. DOJ announces unconstitutional federal red flag center." And there is that scripture quote that I've been telling the American people about for years. "Woe, that's a curse to you who put off far off the day of doom, who caused the seed of violence to come near." What is causing the violence and the seed of violence to come near to the people? Your apathy, your tolerance to their crimes, okay? But highlighting what he highlighted here on Sons of Liberty Media.com, "They're coming for your guns," DOJ announces another unconstitutional federal red flag center. Really what that is here, let me break it down for you in a nutshell. That is them targeting their political opposition and disarming them. It's exactly what Stalin did. It's exactly what Joseph Stalin did. I know Americans still don't want to come to that realization because it's not tangible yet, but it will be soon enough because they're already showing you, they're already forecasting exactly how they're going to assail you. Their objective right now is to remove your guns because that's the last stand that you can take, folks. Now, isn't it interesting at the same time the DOJ creates another unconstitutional agency called the Federal Red Flag Center? Isn't it interesting? Keep in mind, they promote the crime too. And then what happens is when the crime's committed, then they come in and want to disarm. They want to remove the people's guns. I say this, and I want you to listen carefully. I say it first starts with them. Because they're right, signing on to all these unlegislative policies with armed security detail all the way around them. Let's disarm them first, and that's not too far out there, friends. Again, they work for us. And we have a Second Amendment that stands in the way. Our rights come from God. And if we're willing to stand up and fight for our rights, friends, we're going to win the day. And it's time for the American people to read the Second Amendment and the First while we're there, along with the Fourth and the Tenth. I mean, we can go on here. But again, those are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. Isn't it interesting? They're creating agencies to disarm their political opposition because you know as well as I do, that's exactly what it's about, okay? It's your money that's funding these unconstitutional agencies to further attack the people they're supposed to support and protect, right? In spite of all of that. I mean, folks, again, it just jacks me up to no end. I highlighted this on Saturday. An appointed judge rules illegal immigrants can carry guns in the United States of America. You see how you're being overtaken in judgment? Yeah, this is between you and the Lord, friends. The bad guys are only doing what they're doing temporarily until they're judged as well. I'm in the book of Jeremiah right now. That's exactly what the Lord does. When he judges his children, the people that were used to judge, he judges them as well. Okay? An appointed judge rules illegal immigrants can carry guns in the United States of America. I am not making this up, Americans. Isn't it interesting all the loopholes that you have to go through to get a permit to own a gun, but yet you already have your permit called the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, but none of this applies to those that are illegally being drawn in through the treasonous acts of federal and state government. Do you know who the enemies are yet, Americans? Terrorism defined. What is it? Well, Oxford's English, the original definition of terrorism is governments by intimidation. I hope you got ears to hear. And I hope you have ears to hear. And that your ears are open enough to understand that you have to respond. Because that's what truth does. It demands a response. We'll be right back in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Bill's at, or I'm sorry, Dan Pilla. Dan, you there? Oh, there you are.
I'm here.
Yeah, you faded out there for a moment. What's going on with you, guy?
Well, I'm staying busy, Bradley. It's that time of year. You know, the IRS is getting fired up again with collection, and it's tax preparation season. We got to have our returns done by April 15th unless you get an extension. So, tis the season, man.
Is this to add on to the fact that we just, Mr. Johnson just signed on to a $1.2 trillion deficit, adding to the trillions of dollars of deficit that we already have? Are they looking to make up for all that, or what's going on?
Well, the IRS is the collection arm of the federal government, and the agency is loved by the leftists, no question about that, because we need the money to fund these social programs and these transfer programs. And the IRS is loved by the right for some reason, because, you know, we got to have that law and order, Bradley, and everybody's got to pay their taxes, doggone it. And so we need that enforcement. So the IRS is the one agency that everybody seems to like inside the government. Of course, they had a lot of problems with them when they wanted to add 85,000 employees and $80 billion worth of funding. They were calling names then. But the fact of the matter is that the institutions of government need that cash flow, Bradley, and the IRS is the agency that breaks the thumbs to get the money, and so they want to fund them. So that $1.2 billion you're talking about goes to the Treasury Department specifically, yeah, to fund all the various aspects of the Treasury Department, just one aspect of this monster funding program for the federal government that's going on here.
Yeah, have you ever heard? Well, it's actually trillions, and I know that you meant to say trillions. I would never try to undermine my big brother, Dan Pilla. No way in a million years. But isn't it interesting that I know why the IRS loves the right and the left, because there is no difference. I mean, that's really the truth of the matter, right? Because, again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, yeah? Maybe the IRS... let me throw this at you, Dan, because I think of this parable or an analogy given. You know, he who sits on the milking stool, when there's nothing else to milk, when is it time for the American people to kick them off the milking stool? I mean, because that's where we're at.
You ask yourself the question, how much of this insanity will the American people tolerate?
Yep.
And the fact of the matter is that the capacity of the human spirit to absorb abuse, Bradley, is tremendous. I mean, we will put up with a lot because of the fear of the unknown, the fear of casting off those chains and going out into unknown territory. Of course, for Americans, it shouldn't be liberty, shouldn't be unknown territory. But the truth of the matter is we got a couple of generations now, at least two generations in America, that really don't know what liberty is. And studies continue to show that the majority of citizens under 30 years of age believe that socialism is a better idea than economic liberty. And so, you know, the education system in America has done a remarkable job of washing the spirit of liberty out of the souls of the American people. That's really what's happening. And you wonder what's going on with this unfettered immigration.
Hang on a second, though. Hold on to that thought, Dan, because I want to be a part of this conversation. First of all, guys, you're listening to Dan Pilla. I mean, the infamous Dan Pilla. You hear this guy on the radio all over the country, all over the time. I shouldn't say all over the time, but all of the time. It's Dan Pilla's taxhelplineonline.com, taxhelponline.com. Guys, I know Dan. He's a friend of mine. He's a big brother to me, and he's the real deal. And I just wanted to tell you, first of all, thanks for jumping on, Dan. I appreciate you, guy, in all sincerity. So I'm not trying to be condescending, but I do want to go back and say something to what you said about the generations up and coming, the last two. Are you aware, Dan, that 86% of those that send their kids to public schools, 86% profess to be Christians, conservatives, and or patriots that are dropping their kids off at the school gate to be raised up by their sworn enemies through a violation of the 10th Amendment of the federal government. So this is wisdom justified by our children.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And you know, for decades, we were sending our kids to these leftist colleges, and the kids were coming out as these flaming liberals and hating what their parents stood for, and in many cases hating their parents.
Yep.
And we couldn't understand how that was happening. Well, you sent your kids off to be educated by the enemy. That's how it happens. And I started to allude to this idea of this unfettered immigration that's going on in the United States right now. This the word invasion has been used, and I really think that's probably an accurate term. You know, they are bringing in deliberately people who know nothing about the principles of liberty and only understand government by compulsion. That's all they know, Bradley. That's what they grew up with. That's the culture they lived in for their entire lives, and they're bringing these people to America. The spirit of American liberty is being washed out of our culture.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because when you see the people that have assimilated into America lawfully, they're here to assimilate to our ways of America so that they might be partakers of that liberty, that freedom, 2 Corinthians 3:17. They don't like what they're seeing in American government neither, and they're trying to warn those that are coming in illegally because they're standing against it like the rest of us are, that, listen, you're going to be a part of the problem if you keep doing what you're doing in the process. But it's interesting to note that once they get there, a lot of them want to be a part of the American dream that we've lived for how many years now. They get a little taste of it, and then they seem to turn on what's going on in government too. So hopefully this will be self-inflicting when it comes to the tyrants that are tolerated by the American people today.
Yeah, hopefully you're right about that.
Yeah. So what's going on? What was it that you wanted to share with people, Dan, concerning this new roundup?
Yeah, the big thing that I want to point out, Bradley, is that the IRS is back in the collection business in a big way. They announced in January that they were firing up their collection notice machine again. What happened is when the IRS got overwhelmed in the summer of 2020, when they shut their operations down, they became overwhelmed with incoming mail and incoming tax returns that they could not process. At the high water mark of the backlog in documents, there were 35 million individual tax returns, amended tax returns, incoming letters from taxpayers responding to IRS notices, 35 million they were backlogged. So they had to shut down. They made the determination to shut down their outgoing collection notice machine so as to minimize the incoming responses that they were getting from people. They couldn't process them all. So all through most of 2023, those notices were shut down. Now, there were some that were going out, but the hardcore bread and butter collection notices that the IRS would mail out to taxpayers were not going out. That changed in December 2023 into January of 2024, and now the IRS is mailing notices back of all kinds. I've got stacks of them on my desk, Bradley, from clients that have been quiet here for a while. So people need to understand that if you got a collection problem with the IRS, if you owe the IRS money that you can't pay, that didn't just go away just because you stopped hearing from the IRS. They closed down their notice machine and now it's fired up again. So those notices are coming. They're going to land on your desk. So you need to know what to do with those things when you get them.
Let me ask you something, because I know everybody wants to know. You're one of the guys that's working from the inside out. What is your relation with these people? What is it that you see when you interact with the IRS? I'm not looking for you to tell me any goodness, but I'm saying, are we dealing with people? Are we dealing with a tyrannical arm of the government that says, give us what's ours, even when it's not theirs?
All right, well, that's a good question. And first of all, let me clarify the inside, all right? I do not now work for the IRS, Bradley. I never have worked for the IRS.
Okay.
So from that standpoint, the word inside is a little misplaced.
Okay.
When you say inside to me, what I understand you to mean is that I am working with the IRS and their collection functions every day. And so in that sense, I see the inner workings of the Internal Revenue Service. In addition to that, I read the literature, the documentation that the agency produces, all right? And so I understand what's going on from the inside. So in that sense, I've got an inside view. Now, in answer to your question specifically, the answer always depends on who you're dealing with. The tax collectors that are out there, these are known as revenue officers. These are the people that are paid to levy your bank account, seize your paycheck, seize your automobile, this sort of thing. Those people can be very, very ruthless. They are trained to go get the money. That's what their job is. They want to get the money and they want to get it now. But a lot of those folks are very reasonable people that are trying to do a job that is a very difficult job to do. When we're talking about the tax auditors, most tax auditors are reasonable, but they're uneducated. They're uneducated on their own laws, is what I mean.
Yep.
The IRS's own statistics show that the IRS's audit results are wrong between 60 to 90% of the time. Well, that comes from a lot of factors, not the least of which is untrained agents. When we're talking about the appeals office, Bradley, I thank God for the IRS's Office of Appeals. The Office of Appeals is set up to function as a liaison between the IRS and the taxpayer. All right, they are the review board.
Dan, I'm going to hold you over for a second. Second segment, is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so this is the question. But is it lawful? That's what I want you to answer when we come back. And then I got another question for you, too, okay?
Let me finish my discussion of the appeals office.
You got it. We're going to take a quick break, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Talking to our friend Dan Pilla. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A powerful winter storm hitting parts of the Central Plains with blizzard conditions, and it's set to drop a blanket of snow from Colorado to Minnesota through Tuesday, threatening widespread power outages. This week marks 1 year since Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was arrested in Russia on espionage charges while he was there on assignment. A year into what the U.S. State Department has declared to be a wrongful detainment, Gershkovich's parents say they are optimistic. Russia held a day of mourning after an attack at a concert venue near Moscow left at least 137 dead, including three children. Nearly a dozen people have been detained in connection with the attack, including four suspected gunmen. Corey Myers, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are. That's the fruit that we have produced and are producing. Matthew 7:16 through 20. Also go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. You can find us on social media platforms. We're talking with our friend right now, Dan Pilla, from TaxHelpOnline.com. This is not an infomercial. This is my friend, okay? And if he wants to go ahead and convey to you maybe a little aid in the process of the problems that we're now facing with the IRS, let's let them go for it. That's what this is all about, right? Talk radio, live radio. And in the process of doing that, friends, I want to get back to Dan and get back to that question that you were just answering. And I think it may have been your question, Dan. What were you saying right before the end of the last segment there?
Yeah, I was talking about the appeals process. You asked me about the character of IRS individuals. And I was talking about the different branches of the IRS. It's very decentralized. And I was talking about the appeals office. The written job description of the appeals office, Bradley, is to negotiate a settlement with the taxpayer. So when you have a dispute with the IRS, whether it's an audit issue or a collection issue, you need to get your case into the appeals office. That's where you're going to deal with a human being that's well-educated, that understands the law, that wants to find a resolution, and knows how to work toward a resolution. So this is the important place to be. The appeals function, I work with these folks all the time, Bradley. Almost every day I've got some kind of interaction with an appeals officer around the country someplace. And these people are, generally speaking, very, very reasonable. Not over the top reasonable, but they're doing their job properly, which means that we get to the right resolution in these cases. And that's where we want to be, is with the right
resolution. And obviously, anybody in trouble with the IRS, that's exactly what they want to hear. They want to know that they're dealing with people that are upright. So that's good to know for them. Somebody just asked a question. The income tax, you had said something about the tax code earlier. And the first thing I thought of right when you said that was Aaron Russo's American from Freedom to Fascism, when he was interviewing the tax commissioner, when he was asking, what is the law? What is it that guides us? How do we know what's right and what's wrong as to what we're supposed to do when we fill out our tax form, so on and so forth? And he spoke in Italian. Did you see this, Dan? He spoke in Italian.
I saw that, Bradley. No.
He said it in Italian back to him. There is no code. And I mean, we can go back to 1913, and we hear this all day long about the unconstitutionality.
First of all, I don't buy that. I would have to see the interview and see what you're talking about. But okay. The fact of the matter is, there is an Internal Revenue Code, and that's our problem, Bradley.
Okay.
We've got a tax code right now that consists of more than 4 million words that was changed more than 6,000 times just since 2001 alone. And that doesn't even count all the changes that happened in 2020, 2021, 2022 with all the COVID changes that were being made. The tax code is a mess, all right? The problem is that our tax code is massive and nobody can understand it, and it's changed constantly. If we had a simple code that was easy to understand, that would be one thing. It would be helpful. But the fact of the matter is, we still have an income tax, and the income tax that we have, whether it's a simple income tax like a flat tax or the complicated, massively complicated graduated income tax we have right now, it's still an income tax. And the income tax is unsound morally, it's unsound constitutionally, and it's unsound economically. And as far as I'm concerned, it's got to be bulldozed and we have to start over again. It doesn't help us to suggest that there's no tax law and that we can somehow choose to file a tax return or not file a tax return as we wish. That's a mistake, Bradley.
Okay.
That is a mistake.
Okay, I'm just asking the question. So if I'm getting caught in the crossfire, that's okay too. So his name, by the way, is Sheldon Cohen. He was the former commissioner for the IRS. He was asked by Aaron Russo. I have it right in front of me. I can't play it as the same time that I have you up, Dan.
Sure.
But he basically said back to Italian, there is no code. There is no help for you. So they're acting arbitrarily is what he's saying, right? I'll send it over to you when we're done. We'll talk about it at a different show.
I'd like to see it. But, I know a great deal about the Internal Revenue Service, and I know a great deal about the Internal Revenue Code. And these laws are passed by Congress, Bradley. And that shouldn't be any comfort to us, all right?
Right.
The fact that these laws are passed by Congress, but the fact that they're written and passed by people of our own choosing that we vote for is no consolation, because the law is so complex that it can't be understood and so voluminous that it can't be read. So what difference does it make that it's passed by people of our own choosing?
Well, no,
that
right.
doesn't help us. We got to bulldoze this thing.
Amen. And that's, my gosh, that's my language here, Dan. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for resolve. I'm looking for people to understand people. But they don't understand the law. And if they don't understand the law, unto judgment, biblically speaking, Isaiah 51 verse 4, they're not going to have that peace. And that's the problem. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Most people don't even know that Congress is their said representatives. That's the voice of the people as to what they allow for and what they disallow. So, yep, I'm on the same page with you. Here's another question for you. Income tax. Is income tax lawful? And if it is, will you make reference to a law, please?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've been talking about Title 26 and the Internal Revenue Code. The Income Tax Act, which was passed by, the Income Tax Amendment, I should say, the 16th Amendment, which was ratified in 1913, created the income tax as we know it today. Congress came along and passed the Internal Revenue Code. It's gone through a trillion variations since it was first adopted in 1916. The code we have now, as I said already, consists of more than 4 million words. It was changed more than 6,000 times just since 2001 alone. So that's the tax code we have. There is a law in the United States called the Internal Revenue Code. It's massive. It is very, very broad based. It is ubiquitous. It touches every aspect of life. It requires the filing of a tax return based on income, whether you're, it has nothing to do with age. So you could be a 9-month-old baby and have a requirement to file a tax return, or you could be a 96-year-old person and still have a requirement to file a tax return. It has nothing to do with age, has to do with the receipt, with the receipt of income. And as I said, it's ubiquitous.
Okay, cool. And I like
now,
that word.
Now there's a case before the Supreme Court, Moore versus United States, which I've just written a detailed article on about 2 weeks ago, that is before the Supreme Court right now, that will probably be ruled on in June. That is a case that that purports to expand Congress's taxing power even further, if you can imagine that. So it's not getting better, it's getting worse.
Well, I got to tell you, Dan, and I just talked about this the other day. It's like at every given turn, we are being taxed, and it's without representation. Or if it isn't, it's stuffed into some bill, omnibus bill, that it's thrown in there, what they would call pork, to throw on us. And it's just, each step of the way, it's just another notch in the chain that they are allowed to enslave the American people with. It's everywhere we go, everything we do.
No question about it, Bradley, but I want to take issue with you on your comment about taxation without representation. We are voting for these people that pass these laws.
I agree.
They are put into Congress by the voters, Bradley. So it's not taxation without representation. We are being fleeced by the people we send to Congress to represent us.
But that's almost like saying to the American, well, let's just go to the state of Minnesota for a moment. That's like saying to 5.9 million people that you voted in Keith Ellison and you voted in Tim Walz when everybody and their dog hates the two of them and they know that they didn't vote for them.
But the fact of the matter is, Bradley, they got elected by more than 50% of the people that voted in the elections.
Do you believe that?
We got,
Dan, I think we're going to fight. I think we're going to get in a little bit of a dispute here. Do you believe the people in the state of Minnesota actually voted for Tim Walz so he could abuse them for 4 more years? Or Keith Ellison, who I don't know a soul that appreciates him?
I believe that more than 50% of the people in the state of Minnesota embrace socialism as an economic idea that has more merit to them than free market capitalism. I believe that.
Have you ever seen the state? Well, we see the results from the mainstream media that 94% of the people don't believe. But when you look at the state and who did the voting, you can see that 97, 98% of the people of the state of Minnesota did not vote for them. If you want to play the unconstitutional party, the right-left scenario, because we are a constitutional republic. Let me finish. You can see clearly that the majority of the state's hand down is completely red, not blue.
That's true. And the blue election results are coming in the areas where you've got concentrated government entities, you've got concentrated educational institutions of higher learning, right? The colleges and universities. But in the state of Minnesota, for example, the four counties that wag the dog. We got 87 counties in the state of Minnesota, and four of them wag the dog. All right, Hennepin County, Washington, or Hennepin County, Ramsey County, Minneapolis, St. Paul, St. Louis County, Duluth, and then Rochester County.
That's right.
That's where all the bureaucrats are based. That's where all the students are based that vote for these people. Now you talk about people not voting. You say X percentage of people didn't vote. Well, who's that on? That's on the people that aren't voting.
Everything goes back to the people. I totally agree with that, but I totally disagree with the assessment that the people... this is another show, but I like this. So you're going to have to stay over with me for another segment. Are you okay to do that?
I can do that.
Okay, sure. Okay, cool. Okay, so let me get back to this, and then maybe we'll come back to that, because I still have a couple more questions for you. Why is the IRS, if what you're telling us is true, and I'm in the middle of this, and I'm objective about it, and am I pessimistic or optimistic? I'm hoping to be optimistic with your answer, but why is the IRS being used as one of those agencies that are being illegally armed against the American people by the federal government?
Well, they're being armed, Bradley, but the question is to what extent, and is this something new? Now, I'm not here to defend the IRS, but the fact of the matter is we've got a lot of different divisions of the Internal Revenue Service. We talked about audit, we talked about appeals, we talked about collection, but there's also a criminal investigation division. It happens to be the smallest segment of the Internal Revenue Service. Of the roughly 85,000 employees in the Internal Revenue Service, only about 3,500, maybe 4,000 work in the criminal investigation division.
Okay, so
only about 2,500 of those are actual investigators, and they're the ones that carry the guns.
Okay, cool. I'm going to hold Dan Pilla over. Case. Folks, we're talking to Dan Pilla, taxhelponline.com. We're going to come right back, and maybe we'll get into a little bit, I don't know, let's go a little deeper into our conversation and in hopes maybe we can throw a couple punches across the screen here at each other. I don't know. That's kind of what fills the seats up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We have our friend Dan Pilla online right now, and we just planned on having him on for 17 minutes, but this is good. This is good. Dan Pilla's taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. I've had friends work with him. He's my friend. Just so y'all know, he's my friend. This is not an infomercial. He is my friend. He's my big brother. That's why we have him on right now. And we're talking about real issues that are applicable to everybody that's listening. And it's important that we convey this to you because right now we're going to be getting it again pretty soon. And I wanted to say something to Dan really quick, if you don't mind, Dan. I just kind of want to take a little bit of a shot at you really quick. Did you know that during the time that Obama was the said president of the United States of America the second time around. Did you know that they reported in the paper that 5,000 people showed up at a packed arena in Milwaukee? They said that they had 18,000 people there, yet it only housed 5,000. And then we found out a great percentage of his Twitter accounts, 17 million of them were fake. Same thing with Hillary Clinton, 19 million of her Twitter accounts were fake. Same thing with Mr. Biden, 11 million of his followers on Twitter, completely fake. So it goes back to me more than anything as to what, the guy that's burning in hell right now, and rightfully so. And I'm thinking of Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, who said it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. And I believe that's what's happening across the country.
Well, and it may well be, Bradley, but here's the fact of the matter. I look at the 2020 election between Biden and Trump. The fact of the matter is that election should never have been close. All right. I would have bet the ranch that Trump was going to win by a landslide, not because he's this great politician and he's this great patriot or any of those things. It's because the fact of the matter is that his principles, the policies, I should say, that he promoted during the period of time that he was president were better for America than the opposition. There's just no question about that. And focusing on tax policy alone, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that was passed by Congress when Trump took office, took effect in 2018, that helped America prosper. There's no question about it. There's no doubt in my mind that that was a good tax policy that helped our country. And so you also remember that in the summer of 2020, our cities were burning. Thanks to Minneapolis, thanks to Governor Walz and Keith Ellison, our city burned and the country was burning. Yeah. And I didn't believe for a minute that there was going to be these people that were on the fence that might be teetering left or right were ever going to vote for Biden when their cities were burning. Yeah. They wanted their kids to go to school, they wanted to go to the mall, and they didn't want to get carjacked in the process. And I believe that those people who are generally left-leaning people, what we used to call Reagan Democrats, generally left-leaning, they would have voted for Trump in order to preserve law and order in America more than anything else. Set aside the economic policies, set aside the immigration policies, set aside international affairs, set all that aside.
Yeah.
All right. And just look at the personal element of what was going on in the summer of 2020 in the United States. People were watching our cities burn.
Yeah.
And I didn't believe for a minute that they were going to vote for leftists who were wanting to defund the police at a time when you couldn't go outside in some of our major cities. And yet they didn't, Bradley. And so they didn't. Well, let me rephrase that and say they didn't in enough of a wave to prevent any tinkering with the election results. That election never should have been close. That's my position,
yep.
And I'm going to stand by it. It never should have been close.
Yeah. And again, this is, I personally love this conversation. Dan, did you know that there was over 1,000, or there is over 1,000 different presidential contenders? 1,000.
I'm not surprised.
And we only get to hear two of them.
We get to hear two, maybe three of them.
Yeah, that's right. But why is it that we always hear from the ones that they want us to hear from if they're not driving that narrative? That's what bothers me.
No question they're driving the narrative.
Yeah.
I remember the election in 1992, Bradley. I don't know if you were politically...
No, I wasn't.
...at that time or not, but that election was between Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton and a guy named Ross Perot.
Yeah, I remember.
He was the third-party candidate, and he captured the imagination of the American public. You talk about a president not being elected by a majority. Bill Clinton won the presidency with 32% of the vote because so much of it was, or 33%, I guess, because so much of it was split between Bush and Ross Perot. And this is why they always tell us, well, you know, a third party candidate it doesn't have a chance of winning. All he's going to do is throw the election to the Democrats. Well, you know, we have to get people out there to vote for the things they believe in. And it's still a fact.
And here's the other thing. Let's go to the flip side of that.
Are not voting.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the flip side of that. And this is where I will agree with it because it's biblical. Okay. If the Bible doesn't teach us responsibility, what does it teach? It teaches us to take heed unto ourselves. If every country deserves the government that it has, and the government is a reflection of the American people.
The so even if is a reflection of the hearts of the people.
And it first starts at the church, yes.
They want.
Yep, but not
and
just
the majority of the
that's
people
right.
have a larcenous heart, they're going to have a larcenous government.
But you're not letting me finish my point. My point is even sure. if they you're are sure. committing voting, no, you're, it's yours right now. If they are committing the act of voting fraud, which there is no doubt in my mind, it's still the majority of the people that allow them to remain, and we have provision to lawfully remove them, impeach them, and prosecute them for their crimes. And we see every time that that begins to happen, how the mainstream media just attacks and demonizes anybody that calls them out for voter fraud. Aside of that, let's get back to the show with Dan Pilla. I got a caller. I'm going to do my best to let you hear this caller, Dan. If you don't hear it, I'm going to have to convey it over to you word by word. So let's go ahead and try this. We got Tim calling from South Carolina. Tim, go ahead with your question and take it slow, please, in case he can't hear.
Okay, can you hear me, Dan?
Can you hear him? No,
he's saying not a word.
No, he's saying not a word. I'll go ahead and convey it, Tim.
Okay. All right. So I know there's an income tax code. I think everybody understands that.
There's an income tax code. Everybody understands that. Yep.
Right. So what is the specific law?
What is the specific law that you can cite?
Where a person must file a 1099. They must file an income tax.
For a person that must file a 1099.
Is for a person that must file 1099. All right, so the specific
law. He's answering. He's answering, Tim.
Yeah, the specific law that requires 1099s is Code Section 6045 of the Internal Revenue Code. Actually, in the 60... range of the Internal Revenue Code are all the information reporting requirements. 6001 requires generally that taxpayers keep returns and or make returns and keep records. 6012 requires the filing of a tax return, and then starting at about 6045 and going up from there are all the sections of the code that require the filing of information returns, W-2s, and 1099s. So 6045 is the specific provision of the code, and it's broken down into dozens and dozens of subsections that require an information return for this transaction, that transaction, this transaction, that transaction.
Okay, so did you hear that, Tim?
I did. Now the question that I have is...
Now the question that I have is... Yep, go ahead.
Okay. I'm not saying that there aren't certain people that have to file it. I know foreigners.
Foreigners have to file for it. Yep.
Government employees have to file for it.
Government employees have to file for it.
People who sell alcohol, tobacco, firearms, or explosives have to file for it.
Okay, the ATF, right? People that sell alcohol, tobacco, and firearms have to file for it.
What's his point?
Yeah, what's your point he's asking, Tim?
Well, my point is the Supreme Court's given a ruling to say income doesn't mean just because you traded your time for money that's income. It meant it was a profit. This is why their tax goes to corporations. This is why it goes to these people here, because of the profit or their... They're a part of government or they're a foreigner.
Okay, so break that down, Tim, so I can convey.
Okay, so the Supreme Court didn't rule that every dime that comes into our pocket is income tax.
Okay, so the Supreme Court ruled that every dime that comes into our pocket is not income tax, okay?
Or is not taxed under the income.
Or it's not taxed under the income.
Yeah, if I trade my time for money, where is there a profit for it to be income?
If I trade my time for money, where is there a profit for what? Income?
Okay,
he said he knows where you're going. Now listen on.
I know exactly where you're going.
Okay, listen on.
The proposition that Tim is proffering here is the idea that if you exchange your labor for services, or I should say you exchange your labor for remuneration, right, wages or salary or whatever, does that constitute a profit? And those are arguments that have been made in the courts for the last 35 years. There have been an awful lot of those arguments. The proposition is based on this idea, Bradley. Now, Tim is right in this respect, that the Supreme Court does very clearly state that the income tax is a tax on profit, all right? It's not a tax on capital. It's not a tax on return of capital. So just for example, if I buy a stock for $10 and I sell the stock for $8 and I get my $8 back, I'm not taxed on the $8. It's a return of capital. All right, my investment was 10. Yep. I lost.
Keep talking. I'll be right back.
All right,
get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.